This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now to steps toward renewal in Central Africa. Eastern Congo has borne horrors for decades, war, rape, and chaos. Rival militias fought over power and valuable minerals, leaving death and despair. Now the region has cautiously entered a period of peace and reconstruction. For all the reporting that the region's descent into chaos attracted, we thought it was time to pay some attention to how it's getting back on its feet. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore just returned from Eastern Congo and has this profile of a former child soldier's efforts to put her life back together.
At the Love restaurant in Bukavu, a woman named Rachel is serving pasta and fried fish. Her past, much like this region's, is complex and fraught. In 1996, Rachel was 16. Neighboring Rwanda's genocidal ethnic war had been spilling into Congo for several years, bringing economic, political, and personal chaos to millions of people. Rachel was one of those people.
My family had left. They fled when the soldiers were coming, but I had returned to the house. I was trying to hide. They came into the house, five or six soldiers, and they raped me.
Rachel stayed with an elderly neighbor for a few months, but decided to leave.
I didn't feel like I had any value in the neighborhood anymore, so I decided to become a soldier. I wanted people to fear me, to respect me.
She joined the Mai Mai rebel group, one of dozens rampaging through Eastern Congo, as the social fabric and infrastructure of the region became unmoored. She was among thousands of child soldiers in Congo at the time, and she says people did fear her.
They knew that I could kill them, or hit them, or do something to them, that I had the capacity and spirit to do so.
When fighting began to calm down, her group agreed to merge with the Congolese army, which represented the same forces who'd raped her years before.
I deserted and came to Bukavu, and they arrested me in Bukavu.
In prison, she became pregnant. Out of prison, making a life proved tough. What once made her feared now made her suspect.
People said, "That's a soldier. She'll kill us. She'll be a thief."
She became a prostitute for a time. Another child and a failed marriage later, she decided to learn a trade. Here, in this test kitchen at a school for ex-combatants, she started learning how to cook.
I studied hospitality, hotel services.
Behind Rachel, shimmery lavender bows and pleated white fabric cover the walls and table.
All of these decorations here, I did them.
There are buffet trays full of plantains and rice awaiting special guests.
I can cook anything in the Congolese kitchen. Not so much your European food, but any Congolese food you like, I can do.
Rachel caters. She makes street food. She likes to make wedding cakes. She has two kids now and pays their way to school. One day, Rachel wants to work in a hotel.
I don't think about the past.
In Bukavu, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
The U.S. dollar has become Congo's hard currency, with some of the dollar bills so withered and thrashed they look like they've been through a fire. That story as Marketplace's Congo series continues tomorrow.